This is Studio 360, and I'm Kurt Anderson. You almost certainly don't know Florence Thompson's name, but you almost certainly do know the picture of her.
With my students, I have several times said, "What's your image of the Great Depression?" Stop right there, and they describe that picture.
Dorothea Lange was the photographer, and her picture was called Migrant Mother. As part of our ongoing series on American icons, we take a closer look at Migrant Mother. WNYC's Charlie Herman tells the story.
The first thing you should know about the making of the photograph is that it almost didn't happen. The second thing is that both women came to wish it hadn't. It was a rainy day, February 1936. Dorothea Lange was driving home to Berkeley, California. She'd been on the road for about a month taking photographs of migrant workers for the federal government. And just north of Santa Barbara in the town of Napomo, she saw a sign that read, Pea Pickers Camp. Lange was exhausted and she wanted to see her family, so she kept on driving. But she kept asking herself, what's the situation back there? So 20 miles down the road, she turned the car around and drove back to the camp. There she met Florence Thompson.
I saw and approached the hungry and desperate mother as if drawn by a magnet. I do not remember how I explained my presence or my camera to her.
These are Lange's words about the making of the photo.
I made 5 exposures, working closer and closer from the same direction. I did not ask her name or her history.
In Lange's picture, Thompson is looking off into the distance. Her right hand is raised to her lips, and 2 of her children are pressing against her. There's a baby in her arms.
And she seemed to know that my pictures might help her. And so she helped me.
Now, keep in mind, this photo was just one of thousands of pictures that Dorothea Lange took while working for the Farm Security Administration. Of all the pictures that were taken by the FSA, why do you think this one stood out the most?
I think because of the maternalism.
Linda Gordon is a history professor at New York University and the author of the biography, Dorothea Lange, A Life Beyond Limits.
I think that's the main source. There's just something about seeing a mother with kids that is going to evoke sympathy.
The thing is, before she started photographing destitute farm workers, Lange had been a portrait photographer in San Francisco for years, and a very successful one. She knew how to frame an image, and she knew what she was doing when she transformed Thompson and her kids into this vision of a Madonna and child.
She saw something about the expressiveness of the woman's face and body, but she also put together a composition that might have been in a Renaissance painting.
Once the photograph was published, people, especially newspaper editors, loved it. There was this hunger for images about the Depression.
Starts with the New York Times, July 5th, 1936, San Francisco News, March 11th.
It appeared next to any story about people in hard times, not just the pea pickers in California. And since Lange's photo belonged to the federal government, there wasn't, and still isn't, any copyright limiting who used it or how.
Well, there is a Black Panther leaflet that has the migrant mother with an afro on the front page. Here's one from the Watchtower announcing Jehovah's Kingdom. There's one I know with perfume. There's one I know with Coach bags. Here's one selling Samsonite luggage.
What's the connection between that photograph and selling something like the Samsonite?
She's become what you would call an empty signifier. She doesn't actually mean what she originally meant to people. And Lange was furious about that. And she said, once I got a divorce from that picture, that picture doesn't belong to me.
The migrant mother, Florence Thompson, she threatened to sue. After seeing her face yet again in a magazine in 1958, she wrote, "Should the picture appear in any magazine again, I and my 3 daughters shall be forced to protect our rights." But she had no rights. She later told a reporter she wished Lange had never taken her picture. Thompson was still scraping by, living in a mobile home in Modesto, when she died in 1983.
The migrant mother has been incinged and burned into my eyes and my mind since a child.
I just blowed in and I got them dust bowl blues.
LaToya Frazier is a photographer in her early 30s. When she was a teenager, looking at photo history books, she saw the migrant mother picture and asked herself,
well, who's that woman? And how did this image help her, you know, put her own voice out there into the world? Or how did it help her reveal what was happening in those moments for her and her family.
Fraser grew up in Braddock, Pennsylvania, a dying steel town. If migrant farm workers are the picture we have in our head of the Depression, it's places like Braddock that represent hard times now.
If I'm living in this industrial ruin that has been abandoned, and there's no one here from the media covering this, and no one telling our story about what we're dealing with, how do I pick up the camera and agency and start to document it and tell it for myself as a personal subject that did endure these things?
For more than 10 years now, she's been photographing herself, her mother, and her grandparents in Braddock.
This is the hospital being torn down on the right, and it's a diptych that has an image, which is actually my mother receiving an epilepsy test in the hospital. Some of these constant threads in my work dealing with the body and the landscape and the loss of healthcare and, you know, the way that the body also breaks down and the toxicity of the town. So this very formal way, a very formal poetic way of touching on that visually.
Her goal is not just to document. She wants viewers to know the people in her images like she does. She doesn't want what happened to Florence Thompson to happen to them.
What would Dorothea Lange's own self-portrait look like if she did it herself, of her and her children and her husband, instead of someone from outside that was commissioned by the government?
Today, anyone can document their community. It's not like in Dorothea Lange's time when cameras were for pros. We shoot with our phones, and thanks to apps like Instagram, we have plenty of ways to share our work. But making an image that endures? That's hard. When the economy crashed in 2008, I started seeing the migrant mother a lot. And that made me think, even after the billions of pictures online, we still couldn't come up with our own image of the times we're living through.
I think that great images will continue to bubble to the top, although it is interesting in this era of sort of image proliferation, it's harder and harder.
Sarah Meister is a photography curator at the Museum of Modern Art.
What's amazing about this photograph is that I don't think you need to be a mother to empathize with her. So certainly I look at her and I feel the moment that we're in the world. It's much easier to empathize and to sort of personalize what you think she's going through. At the same time, I don't think that's a necessary requirement for appreciating and feeling the power of this image.
In other words, Meister is saying it's not just about the economy. It's something about the human condition, even if you're not worried about where your next meal is coming from. What that something is, even Lange didn't have the answer. Speaking towards the end of her life in an interview with KQED, she still couldn't explain it.
I have made a few photographs in my life that have really taken hold. It embarrasses me. They're no longer my own. For some peculiar, strange reason that I don't understand, that I haven't the answer for. Why those? There is something in them that has reached people all over. People think I didn't make anything out.
You can see the migrant mother photograph and the others Lange took on that day exactly 80 years ago at studio360.org. Thanks to Charlie Herman of WNYC for that story.